MRSA is one of the more dreaded causes of infections in hospitals.
Well, you can die from a MRSA organism. So learning some more and more about the process by which the antibiotic resistance is spread has very practical applications.
Dr. Louise Temple's students are not working with MRSA bacteria and are doing nothing dangerous, but they are helping to find how it spreads, examining runoff water and fecal material.
Well, MRSA has become a big problem recently. It's a nosocomial infection, which means it's acquired at hospitals. So patients with already compromised immune systems can get the disease, and it's now multi-drug resistant, so most antibiotics won't cure it anymore. And we're providing a little bit of insight into how the genes are transferred between different bacteria.
Brooke Sauter is a junior biology major, and she's doing real-world research to try to determine if bacterial viruses may be responsible for spreading the drug-resistant genes.
We do a lot of lab work to achieve just a few results, and we've run across a lot of problems. There's a lot of troubleshooting involved, so getting real results is really exciting.
It's always exciting to get something, whether it be big or small.
Alexis Brulette is a rising senior majoring in health science. They're part of a summer project with researchers at VCU headed by Dr. Gordon Archer, and they're learning the process, not just the facts.
Yes, it's much different from being in a classroom environment. I mean, as far as it's not structured at all and you kind of don't know what you're going to get on a day-to-day basis.
They're already hooked on science as a process, not as a body of facts. So that's what the research process does for students. It helps them understand how the body of knowledge was created in the first place. Somebody had to make these observations. They had to do experiments to get the stuff that we have in our textbooks. And they can be a part of it. There's plenty out there left to be understood.
What did they do this summer? Brooke and Alexis became real practicing scientists who have joined the battle against infectious diseases. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.